Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, hey, welcome. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, we got some great help, Southwest Point of Sale. If you had a grocery store, liquor store, and maybe you're just having problem hiring back employees, thank you, administration, you might want to go with self-checkout. You know, hey, Costco and Walmart and all those guys are doing it, and they're doing a phenomenal job. Well, if I got a guy for you, give Jeff a call at 1-800-540-2149. If you can't get him, get Mark, Beth, Ted, Tony, Ramon. Tell him you'd like to take a look at that self-checkout program, and it's all backed by National Cash Register. You can't go wrong. Also, if you ever go out to the desert, maybe you got to do an event, maybe it's a small event or a big event, and you need facilities, Alpha Site Logistics is your place to go. They serve Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-357-8383. You can ask for a quote today, and if you tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, you might get a discount. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/Alpha Sites Logistics. Hey, we got Audrey in the house along with Ed. How you guys doing?
Good. I missed you guys last week.
I know. Great.
We missed you, too.
We missed you, too. You standing on a rock.
Yeah.
Looking like an eagle. I thought you were going to take off there for a few seconds.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did climb up on those.
I noticed you did.
Yep. I had a lot of fun last weekend.
I was waiting for the second photo of you laid flat out face first
in
the dirt.
My was, too. You would be surprised. I was actually having a little bit of difficulty, too. And
that didn't help.
No, it really didn't help. But I was still trying to make the best out of it. I did rebel training last weekend. We went out on some trails.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
That's what we call it?
Yeah.
Well, you better get some training under your belt, young lady.
Yeah,
it's coming up fast.
It's amazing how quickly it's coming up. Time seems to be just flying by this year.
Well, let's throw out a happy Mother's Day to all of the deserving mothers out there.
Yes, most definitely. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Wanda Walsh. I'll be meeting up with them when I leave here to go spend Mother's Day with them.
Good.
They're out sitting by the pool at the casino.
Well, of course
We're going to go play bingo tonight.
Ooh, that's a mother's game if I ever heard of one.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. Mother's Day is, I appreciate all the off-road moms out there. You know, you got soccer moms, you've got baseball moms and football moms, but those off-road moms, I think they've got it a little bit harder. They got to drive their kid out to the track. They got to take them out to the desert.
Cleaning air filters.
And suck a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
Cook in the dirt.
I think it's one of the more expensive
sports
that there is out there with what you have with the fuel costs and everything else like that.
Getting out there.
And
fuel right now. What was your fuel bill last month?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Mine was $8.42.
Wow. Yeah, mine
That's why people say, you coming off the hill? No.
Nope.
Gas for your car?
Yeah. $868 to be
Holy
exact.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a lot of money.
Mine was $970, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Month.
I mean,
I was just under $1,000.
So are you going to send a thank you card to Gavin Newsom? I think I'm just going to vote to recall his butt out. What do you think?
I hope we can.
Well, here's the thing. California gas is almost $5 a gallon, but everybody else is still in the threes. Why?
Yeah, 2nd Street in El Cajon yesterday to get onto the 8 freeway, and it was $5.11.
Why? What makes California gas different than anybody else's. And don't tell me we have summer and winter, because we don't have summer and we don't have winter.
Yeah, and our roadways.
We don't have seasons like that, but we do have expensive mixes of the fuel.
But there's no reason, because nobody else is doing it.
No.
And everybody else
it doesn't
is,
get cold. It never freezes.
Don't get me started. Yeah. Anyway, so we really want to thank all the help, all the mothers out there that, like I said, I have to say deserving, because some of them are, some of them aren't. But the ones that are, I hope they have an absolutely fabulous time.
Yeah.
It's a perfect day for it.
If you haven't seen, you can go to SNS Offroad Magazine. They've got a spread of the photos of moms with their kids out at the desert. My friend Cindy's in there with her two kids. Absolutely.
Really?
Yep. She got one of the larger pieces in the pictures, too.
Pick? Nice.
She got a big pick. Yeah. Cindy's
Sherry
swagging.
Does that every year.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of special issues.
Sherry's not, that magazine is not just a magazine.
No.
It's like a family get-together.
It is an absolute amazing magazine that goes out every single month. With
she's
what,
been doing that for as long as I've known her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, 30 years, I think they've been doing it?
It started right before I started Desert Racing, and I started Desert Racing in 84.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
wow.
was a new magazine. So.
Wow. Yeah, I love SNS Off-Road Magazine. It's absolutely amazing.
Back then?
Yes.
They did. They had wooden spokes.
And no shocks.
Shocks?
No shock absorbers.
The seat was a rock.
Yeah. No, it was a plywood. Piece of plywood. Well, I can't buy plywood nowadays either. Have you looked at the prices of plywood?
Oh, my God. Wood has gone four times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, when the virus hit, they thought that the demand was going to go down. Like, everyone has to stay home. And people stayed home and they realized, hey, I want to redo my house.
So
demand went up, supply went down, and we haven't. It hasn't caught up yet.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling
you. Well, you got to think of, too, the shutdowns that happened last year.
This is going to be a great.
I built a shed during the shutdown. Yeah.
So this is going to be a great show. We've got some really, really good news coming from Ed later on.
Yep.
We've got even some better news coming from Audrey.
Hopefully.
In the second segment. Hopefully.
Audrey's got some neat, something neat coming up. We're crossing our fingers.
Right.
We did a test drive.
Yes.
Wow.
In a potential car that she'll get to race.
Well, because she's doing the Rebel Rally, which is a big event. It's a big national event.
I want to say international, because I'm pretty sure we've got a team from Germany coming. There's a team from Canada coming.
In that sense.
Yep.
But it's an American
event. It's an American event.
In California.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Tahoe to Glamis.
It's very competitive. You don't normally think of women as being highly competitive, but this is a very competitive event.
We're breaking into the industry. It's amazing how much we've been accepted as well, and how many more women are being seen throughout.
You see where Sue Mee just got inducted into the Women's Motorsport, I think, Hall of Fame?
No, did she?
It just happened this week, yeah.
Wow.
So she's one of Audrey's mentors.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I've had the privilege and honor of working with her for the Rebel for the last couple
that
weeks.
That little mouse has been in everywhere. Dakar. I mean, she's been on more
routes. She's been in the Baja.
But if you ever seen her, you wouldn't think she would even sit in a Jeep, let alone go out and win races.
Oh, she's like, 5'1"? She's tiny.
She's a mouse.
She's awesome.
She just got her pilot's license.
Power packed, right?
Yeah. She's every inch and every pound.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So it's going to be a fun-filled event. We do want you to start supporting Audrey's social media pages. She's not really good at self-promoting.
So what, you have a Facebook page for Rebel Rally?
Yeah. I try. The only, social media I really do is for San Diego Off-Road Coalition. And basically
you do better for our organization than you do for yourself.
No, I don't.
I love that about you.
I don't like to promote myself and where I am and what I'm doing. I do. I have to totally change my attitude.
How do they find you?
On Instagram, I'm 67 Desert Toadster. And then I'm San Diego Off-Road Coalition, S-D-O-R-C. So
we're
you can do
about
at
you
S-D-O-R-C
right
or
we're
at 67 Desert Toadster.
Right.
What about
Facebook?
Do you have a Facebook for Rebel?
Yeah, S-D-O-R-C Dirt Talk Radio. And that's our Rebel Team 149. And you can search S-D-O-R-C Dirt Talk Radio and it pulls up the Rebel Team 149 page. So we have a new page that we just started a couple weeks ago. Nicole was fabulous in getting it set up for us. So I've been working so much. I just got in there and started
adding to it
and posting in there and stuff. So
folks, if you'd really like to help Audrey get on the track, that's what it's going to take is Volkswagen's looking for ROI. And that's just one of three companies that we're looking at to put her behind the wheel, and she's going to need your help.
Yes, definitely.
Just helping her have a higher number of likes
because
helps her. Hey, so just go in there and click like, and
that's
you'll
all you got to do. You don't have to comment. You don't
occasional,
have to say anything.
Her occasional post will pop up on your feed, and you'll see Audrey
like
standing next to that
and
car.
Share.
Yes.
Oh, and share.
Kills
Thank you.
Me. Nobody ever shares. You got to share. I'm old,
We're
and I
selfish.
Know to share.
Can't share.
Well, yeah, because if I share it to you and then you share it, then all your friends see it, then all see. It's like a domino effect. But if you just like it,
it's about creating those impressions
yes.
to be seen.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about?
Actually, the Rebel.
Let's talk about it, and let's talk about one of the vehicles that Audrey is looking at.
I just got to test drive it out in the driveway.
That's right. I let her get behind the wheel of the vehicle. You'll find out right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Memory Show, which we have none of on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning? Do you know?
A banana.
Ah, that's power. That's power eating if there ever was one.
I try and eat a banana every morning.
This segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller, and Wayne Miller is
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee. He's there to help you out for any of your automotive needs. You need an oil change, you need tires, you're stuck on a job site, give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire a call. 619-596-2800.
So going back to the Rebel, we're looking for a vehicle that we can race at Rebel. And
yes.
Volkswagen with their new ID4
just
finished the Nora. I reached out and they sent it to me. I've had it for almost a week and I had it on TV. And I got to tell you, and I drive a lot of electric vehicles. Not only does it charge up quick with my level 2 charger at home with my solar panels, but I found out today, and I didn't even know it, that as long as the key fob is on you, when you get in the car, it's ready to go. You don't have to look for it. And there is a start-stop button, so I kept pushing the start-stop button and realized it was already running, but I didn't know how to shut it off. And I sat there and I'd hit it and hit it and hit it and hit it. And three times after hit it, it finally shut off. Well, I found out, because I let Audrey take it around the block, as soon as I walked away from it, it turned itself off, which I think is a great idea, so you don't have to worry about, did I shut the car off? Did I leave it idling? Because it's electric. You can't hear it.
Yeah, I know. And my Jetta Sport Wagon is a diesel, and it's already quiet enough that half the time
You could leave it running
not realize. I mean, and it's a diesel, so you would think you would know.
No.
But no.
So I told Audrey, I said, why don't you take it out, just go around the block, just so you could kind of get an idea as to what you would be running if you were going to run it. And from a comfort point of view,
it is so nice on the inside of it. That interior is plush.
It's elegant.
It's so comfortable. Yeah.
It's way too good for off-road.
Well, but like you said, the vehicle you'd be using was the one that finished Nora. And
it just ran the Nora last weekend.
And it's got
it had
a 2.5-inch lift.
And Emmy Hall in it. It's got a 2.5-inch lift on it. It's got bigger tires on it. It has skid plates in it. It's got the built-in roll cage. So it's already been done up for it. It did really good. It had no mechanical issues. It performed really well. They didn't even have to change the tires. They didn't even lose a tire or anything.
Wow.
So aside from it only being able to go off-road, I think he said it was 125 or 127 miles max.
Before having to be
max
charged
capacity
again.
Without having to be, before it had to be charged again. So that might be a minor setback for me because I think that there is that the vehicle is supposed to be able to do almost 300 miles per day for the Rebel Rally. So I would be able, there's 2 days where I know we go 250 I would have to have a midday charge with it. But they had that set up for the NORAT where they did tow charging with it. And it was able to get charged within an hour and 10 minutes, I think that you're just down on the track. So that's not that much time difference that I would have to need. It just means I'm going to be waking up earlier than all the other girls. I'm probably getting out.
I think the key to the Nora or not the Nora, but the Rebel. Yeah. You want to win, but you really want to finish.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Volkswagen, if that's the vehicle you get, or choose, I think that's really what they're looking for. They're looking for R&D.
Yep.
You know, what is this vehicle? How is it going to handle it? What is it going to go through?
How well does it perform in each of the different instances?
The other vehicles we are looking at is we're looking at a Fox Shox Jeep with the Premier system on it. And we're also we're going to be talking next week to Ford.
Fox Factory.
Pardon?
By Fox Factory.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then the next one is going to be the new Ford Timberline, which, folks, go to the website if you haven't seen it. This is a purpose-built off-road truck.
It's the new Explorer Timberline. Oh, my God, that thing is.
Do you take a look at it?
Yeah, it looks really nice. That's
and it's
an
set
awesome.
Up for off-road. So they're looking there. So we got three. And so hopefully we'll have a better answer for you down the road as we work on this.
Yes, I'm so excited. I sat down with Sue Mead and readdressed myself because, like I said, I'm better at promoting SDORC than I am at promoting myself. No, I've been doing radio for over a year, and yet it's hard for me to consider myself a radio personality.
I know what you mean. Same here.
Yeah. So promoting that, and then having this opportunity to excel and do what I've spent my whole life doing is driving and navigating the deserts and getting out there, and then actually turning it into becoming a professional driver and a professional athlete in that aspect has been one of my lifelong dreams. So to achieve this and be able to move forward with it, I'm so excited. And it just seems like things are falling into place now. And so fingers crossed.
It's amazing.
Either I get the Volkswagen ID.4 or the Ford Explorer Timberline, one of the two. But
Rebel Fox Shox Jeep.
Or the Fox Shox Jeep from Fox Factory.
That VW is nice, but a Fox Jeep.
The Fox Factory Jeep, I got to see it last year, I believe.
I mean,
at the
that
Expo.
Has the expensive suspension parts on it.
Oh, yeah.
The top of the line, boy, you could do some damage with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be damage to the other competitors.
It'd be comfortable. And, it'd be a vehicle that I'm extremely knowledgeable in.
And you could drive fast in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, the problem with this electric car is, like, we just went on a test drive. I went with her, and it was really powerful. Like, it just presses you into the back of the seat.
With the G-force.
With, like, for a long time. It's not like a quick press. It's like you're just, it's like the big, giant rubber band just got let go.
That's about the size of it.
I did try the pedal to the metal, though.
But you weren't in sport mode. You were in
eco.
You were in eco mode.
Yeah,
so
economy.
The sport mode. So here's the thing about that, is for the battery to last, is you have to be easy on the gas.
Right.
Yes.
Can't be a lead foot.
Yeah.
And that's not in your nature that I know.
Not.
So that would be kind of a...
Yeah.
It'll be a challenge.
A challenge. You'd have to learn. Mm-hmm. We'll have to...
It all depends on the terrain that's in front of me. Because, when you're off-roading, there's certain times when you're rock climbing. When you're exactly. So, it's all about the terrain and what's in front of you at that point in time. Yeah. Yeah, except for when you're in the sand. Because when you're in the sand, it's all about your ground speed and keeping up your ground speed. And you got to keep it up in the sand. Because otherwise,
the ID.4 has the ground speed.
Yes.
If you need it, you'll have plenty of ground speed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I should do, if let's just say they do hook you up, then I'll reach out to Emmy Hall and have you guys chat with Emmy, and she can give you the ins and outs. I could probably get you 10 or fouls too, but. I'd rather, since it's a girl event, I'd rather have you talk to Emmy.
Emmy's probably going to be in the Rebel again.
Is she going to run the Rebel?
I'm pretty sure she's in one of the teams again.
I wonder what she's running.
I'm not sure. But
could put a big battery in the trunk? A spare battery?
Sue Mead could hook you up with her.
Yeah.
So
it's exciting, though.
So if you're into racing and you'd like to support the lovely ladies out there, then
we
Google Rebel Rally. And,
yep.
And then really make sure, that you go to... Audrey's Rebel site and support her.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
It's going to be fun.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be great opportunities for me moving forward. So. Right.
You ever change the tire out off-road in the sand and all that stuff?
Yep. Okay, so. I can say I've done it in mud hills. I've done it in the sand. I've done it on the side of the road. I've done it.
Yeah, don't discount her mechanical abilities.
When it comes to breaking it.
Yeah.
Well, when the Hohen sisters did the Rebel for the first year, I interviewed them and I said, have you ever changed a tire? No.
Oops.
Maybe you might want to go out to Glamis and go sit out in the sand and try to change a tire.
Yeah.
We'll do that. They never did, and that's one of the first things that went out. They blew a tire.
Wow. I have no idea how to carry a 2x4, or I'm sorry, not a 2x4, a 2x10. That's a cut piece of 2x10. We carry two of them because you need one to go under each tire if you get stuck. They have these new things now called Max Tracks and all the other things. I'm like, I've been using a 2x10 for years. So I didn't need a plastic Max Track. I'm happy with my 2x10. I don't need the $200 Max Tracks.
I will loan you mine if you want.
we'll need them for the event, I'm sure.
And if you practice.
It's part of the different things. But you know, you use that for changing a tire too. You got to put that underneath your jack, because otherwise your jack just sinks down into the sand. You don't ever lift your vehicle up out of the sand.
The story I used to tell, I would tell everybody, I'd say, okay, one of the things you want to do, it's time for the wife to get a new cutting board. So go buy her a new cutting board, take the old cutting board and stick it in the trunk of your car. Not for off-road, just for normal driving. Because you never know where you're going to have to change a flat. And if you have to put that little scissor jack on the ground,
if
you put it on a cutting board that's about, an inch thick, then you've got a nice
sturdy.
Platform.
They're sturdy.
They're nice. I never thought about that. That's a really good idea.
Well, in case your old cutting board's starting to get a little smelly and
things
are living in it,
throw
it in the trunk of the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes for a nice backup just for, you know, normal driving, not off-road.
No, just normal.
Because I think a 2x12 is better because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
of course, now that'll cost you $300 for a 2x12.
Well, call your tax attorney.
So this will be exciting. Have you seen the Tanner Faust car? Have you actually seen a picture of it?
I have. I saw the ins and outs of it. Ooh. I saw the interior and the exterior of it. It all done up with the sponsors and everything that they had
Sweet.
For it. And it's very nice.
Yeah.
They did a pristine rule cage on the inside of it and got it all.
Yeah, well, they
got
to meet all the safety standards.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun, and we just got to get you, you know, behind the wheel. And then, of course, the last resort, you're going to use your Jeep.
Yeah, last resort, my Jeep.
We'll go to Fox Shocks, and we'll get shocks put on that thing.
If I have to go out and use my Jeep, I haven't really reached out to a lot of the manufacturers out there or industry people because I'm trying to get a vehicle first.
Right, so
let's
do that.
So then I've got to give myself a limit and put a date on there. If I don't have a vehicle by such and such date, then I'll be seeking out to get product and get sponsorship that way.
Yeah, you do need to have a game plan.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break. You folks are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., PRMI. Reach out to Chris Wiley out in Alpine. He'd be happy to help you with any of your mortgage needs. Looking to sell your home, refinance your home, take care of some tenants or anything along those lines.
Or even a reverse mortgage. He'll even help you there as well, because this is a good time to do it if you're up in age and you have nobody to leave the house to except the government.
Yeah.
Get that money out of there.
Yeah, definitely.
Or SDRC.
Or SDRC.
Yes, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., Chris Wiley, 619-722-1303. Give him a call.
All right. So, folks, wash your hands, and let's get some etiquette going here. It's called off-road etiquette.
Yes. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of complaints lately. We've got some beginners out there. There's a lot of people that are entering our industry. You know, you've been stuck at home with COVID, can't get out and explore. Vehicle sales have, quadrupled over the last year when it comes to side-by-sides.
Well, our government's throwing money at us like we're drunken sailors. I mean, it's just insane.
Exactly.
So people you're right. They're going out. They're buying all the toys, but they don't know what once they own them.
Yep, exactly. And education is hard to find. It's hard to find training out there. It's hard to find education out there. I know Nina Barlow offers training, Jeep training. She's got a couple of them set up, but that, again, is in Arizona, Nevada. I think she's got one spot here in California, but it's in mid-California near Oceano Dunes. So it's difficult to really find where you can get out and where you can educate yourself and what's best to do. When you're on a trail and there's nowhere for you to pass somebody on the trail, you know, you need to be able to assess who's going what direction, who has the better way to better. Who has the better way to back up. Because nobody wants to back up and give that right away, right? We're usually egomaniacs. But... You know, the truth of the matter is especially if you're going up a hill and somebody's coming down the hill, that the person going up the hill has the right of way, right? If you're coming down the hill, you're supposed to back up to a decent position where the person going up the hill can pass you.
Or just pull to the side.
If you can.
Because it's easy to continue going down the hill, and it's hard to stop and continue up the hill if the hill is steep.
Or, as the King of the Hammers would do, they'll just drive over
right
you.
Right over you.
Mm-hmm. So that's an option.
So one of the other issues that we have is going off trail. So you have...
Oh, where you're not supposed to.
Where you're not supposed to go. So when you're on those trails, we were just up in Mammoth last weekend, and you're on those trails, you're supposed to stay on the designated trail. It is limited use area. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that you can go driving through the mountains wherever you want because you see a really cool tree, you know, 200 yards over there, and we're just going to go slightly over here and go off trail over here. You don't know what you're doing to that environmental habitat. Most off-roaders know better. You know, we've been around the block and we like to keep it as natural as possible and keep America beautiful, right? And keep it as unmolested. Exactly. Tread lightly. Well, leave no trail behind.
And the environmentalists who want to try to shut us down and take us off our trails, if you don't think that they're not out there checking trails and looking for tire marks and looking for trash, looking for shell casings or beer cans, you are sadly mistaken.
Correct.
Because that's what they do when they go off-road, is try to find ways to shut us down.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's kind of a harsh way to put it, but I don't know of any other way to say it.
You're right. And what they do, they find stuff like evidence that we've gone to the wrong place, and they will sue the agency.
Yep.
So Anza Borrego, Ocotillo Wells, National Forest,
what
wherever.
What are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, they have to answer the charge of the lawsuit. And what's the easiest way to solve the lawsuit is closing an area.
Yes.
And we lose.
And so we don't want that.
Has SCORC ever thought of doing like a once a year just before the season opens, an off-road class, like a weekend at a particular facility,
charge a small amount of money. We never charged for it, but yeah, we actually did in the class. We did. We used to host children training at the kids track out in Ocotillo Wells. Norm Ritter, one of our past members, did that. We have a designated track that's the Harold Simmons kids training area down there that we maintain and take care of. We help put race bales out, but that's kids training. Adult training, I don't think we've ever done adult training.
I don't recall any.
And let me give you a tip.
It'd be fun.
If it's free, no one's going. Well, because what's the point of going? You know, I know everything. But if we worked with all the stores here in San Diego that sold side-by-sides and quads and motorcycles and gave them flyers and say, look, you know, we need that. I mean, even if it was $25, $50.
It unfortunately, it's really needed right now. People don't know what the different designations are. People don't understand what they're when you're in open desert as opposed to limited use trails. When you go up into the forest and you're on the trails in the forest and whether or not it's open forest or limited use area, people don't understand. They don't have the maps. They don't educate themselves prior to going. And that's one of the things that we really have to do. We really need to start educating ourselves to find out about the areas that we are going riding in. There's unfortunately too many people going off trail and causing damage that could potentially get areas shut down. Moab right now is really under the gun. They've got a magnifying glass on them right now, and the town of Moab, which was built basically around off-roading, jeeping and mountain biking has been its sole economy is being 100% threatened right now. And the number one reason why is because of the tire tread marks being left, tire tracks being left where they're not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You need to go through certain canyons, you go through certain rock areas, you go over a rock and you leave a black scuff mark. And, you know, most of Moab's beautiful red rock, red canyon, you know, and it highlights that black tire mark. And so the town feels like it's really being, you know.
There's not a lot of trees to hold people back. Right. It's a lot of open space.
There's no fencing.
Yeah.
I mean, so
it's
a huge
area.
Yeah, somebody can go, you know, anywhere they want if they don't know. And I'm not saying that people are doing it intentionally.
No, it's not just there. We're seeing it in the Sierras. Like I said, I was up in Mammoth. We were up in Reno. We were up in, we went to the Sequoias last weekend.
Oh, wow, you went all the way up there.
Yeah, we were up high. I really got sick in altitude. I've been sick all week. My left ear still hasn't popped, and so I'm still having issues.
Yeah, hit her in the side of the head. really hard.
Don't.
Oh, do you feel better now? How's that?
That's what it sounded like the other night when my right ear finally popped and relieved itself. Yeah.
finally.
Yeah, it made the weirdest
noise. Don't fly an airplane.
No, I can't right now.
Maybe you'll put your nose in. Blow, it doesn't work.
No, my brother was worried because I was doing that. He's worried that I damaged this eardrum. Because even though I've been to the doctors 5 times this last week trying to get,
clear.
I refuse to go to the emergency room. Because I refuse to go to the emergency room, a doctor hasn't actually seen me. But I've spoken to 4 separate doctors this week, and I've 6 times, and I've been to the labs 5 times.
Yeah.
But
and you're still. Well, clogged up.
I'm glad you're
still
not in pain. Sometimes people have ear pain that's just grueling.
Oh, yeah,
my neck stiffness has been a kind of a little bit out of control, but it's getting better. So
etiquette is everything, folks.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't care if you're on a boat, a quad, a three-wheeler, a two-wheeler, or even a car.
Yep.
Etiquette is so important because it'll make your experience so much more positive.
Yeah. One of the things that I saw this last weekend, which was great, was there was a group of Jeeps coming at us, and they actually held up the hand and put it out. And so the driver told me 4, and then the last guy held up the 0. And so
did you yell, hey, thanks for listening to Dirt Road, Dirt Radio. Appreciate that.
Didn't, no.
And how many people did you tell about SDORC Dirt Radio?
Tell
the truth.
Quite a few, actually, this last weekend. I promoted a lot this last weekend. So being in Reno trying to get sponsors.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting. But definitely... We can't stress it enough. If you're a newbie to the industry, definitely look for any type of training that you can. Reach out to us. I'll see if we can create a little thing and get it up on our website and get it up on Facebook for different, basically, off-road rules and trail etiquette and what it would
get
be.
Get somebody to make a little pamphlet and then put that in.
When you want to go somewhere, look at the website. Because Ocotillo Wells, they have a website, National Forest, and they'll tell you where you're allowed to go.
Yep.
A big problem is people go where they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. People take side-by-sides up to Big Bear. There's very few routes in Big Bear that are legal for side-by-sides.
Yes.
Like, Big Bear has a lot of routes, and most of them are street legal only.
Mm-hmm.
And the side-by-sides are not street legal.
Mm-mm. No.
And that's a problem. The same with Anza Borrego. Anza Borrego allows no off-road vehicles, only street legal vehicles, and side-by-sides and ATVs. I've seen them way out there in the park, and that just makes trouble for us. You know, the park management, they have a problem. They don't know what to do, and you can get in trouble. You can get a ticket. You could, I don't know, it could even be worse. I don't know about confiscation.
It depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're doing something.
Yeah.
Really stupid. So damaging the.
Take your vehicle where it's allowed and stay on the legal routes.
Right. That's the bottom line.
When you go off the route, you're jeopardizing that route for everybody who uses it properly.
Yeah.
That's really tough. That people go to places where they shouldn't go, and it makes people mad. it damages resources, and you can get an area closed. Mm-hmm. Just like that canyon.
The Sandstone Canyon that we're facing right now in Anza Borrego.
Did they shut it down?
They closed the back part of the canyon. Some mm-hmm. people had driven in, and it's a dead-end canyon. Well, they decided it wasn't a dead end, and they put a steel post at the top.
They winched
themselves out of the canyon. They cut down some ocotillos, and they drove across what's called wilderness, where you're not supposed to have any vehicle, and they dropped into another canyon and drove out.
Wow.
So somebody from Fish and Wildlife saw that. They went to the park, and the park started looking at it, and they said, oh, well, we got to close the back half of Sandstone Canyon. Apparently, it was supposed to be closed, and we didn't realize it, and people have been going in there. We've been letting them, so now we're going to close it. Mm. So
you never know.
That was only a couple months ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah, you never know what your actions can do. So it's always better to be aware. Sure. You know, we talk about wilderness. Most people don't know the difference between wilderness and forest. Wilderness, you are not allowed to have any street legal vehicles. You're not allowed to go into. It's designated.
With any mechanized vehicle in wilderness. No mountain bikes.
Right.
No mountain bikes. No wheelchairs.
Did those guys at least remove that steel pipe after they winched themselves out?
No. Somebody found it. Months later, and the rope and the cut down tree, they just left it all.
Stupider people.
Now, I think it's people from out of state, because California off-roaders don't carry chainsaws. But people that live in forested areas carry chainsaws when they off-road.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. All right, let's take a quick break. Hey, folks, you are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, so we have got some political information, and I know. Stuff. Normally, it's bad news. It's always bad news. Well, guess what? We have some good news, and Audrey laid it on Ed, and Ed didn't even know. I was impressed.
Now I'm confused. What do you mean?
Well, when you're talking about those bills... He didn't know that they died in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
I love that look. I wish I had taken it.
I'm shocked.
The bills that went to suspense.
I knew something that Ed didn't. What are we talking about?
That's what I'm saying. I know. Audrey's away.
Sorry, my mind was still over on something.
So let's talk about the positive this time.
Yes. So Ed has been talking about Carnegie State Vehicular Recreation Area, Senate Bill S-799 for the last few weeks. It's where they are trying to sell off basically a part of Carnegie SVRA. And the good news is that it's supposed to go into the Appropriations Committee, and it died, basically. And they held it in the suspense folder.
Why do you suppose it died?
I'm assuming with the amount of money that is tied to it and what they're trying to do, because what they tried to do is they tried to sell it off for amount of money that is less than the actual value.
Less than what we paid. We paid $12 million.
They want to sell it for $6 million.
For $9 million.
$9 million.
Oh. But we paid that much 22 years ago.
Yeah. So
It's gone up. Property value.
Yeah.
So it's probably worth a lot more
right now.
So the person that was going to buy it was only going to pay $9 million. Thinking he was going
to. They're trying to sell it to a nonprofit entity,
a nonprofit entity to turn it into a Sierra Club type of organization.
Probably our
Sierra Club,
more than likely to turn
it
into wilderness.
And they only want to pay $9 million. Oh, they're looking for a deal too.
And they're you want to talk about the trillions of dollars that they have in their pocket. They can afford to pay more than that. But I don't want to sell it to them anyway. It's ours for the State Vehicular Recreation Area.
So that's died.
So we think state parks also got to them.
But it could
There's two bills going right now. So the good news is the Senate bill died, but there's still AB 1512, the Assembly Bill 1512, which is another Carnegie bill, which is basically the same exact bill.
But opened in the different house. Right. So we have two houses and they have almost the same bill.
Yeah.
So they can do that.
It's supposed to go to committee on May 20th. It's supposed to go to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. And so right now it's still open. So right now you can reach out to your assembly members all across California. Let them know. You can go to, you can search that. Who is your assembly member anywhere on the internet? Yeah, you can Google it for your particular area and you can find out who it is and you can contact that person and let them know. We definitely don't want that one to go to bill, but or to make legislation. So there's a very strong possibility that that one will die in Appropriations Committee right now.
Cool.
And what's the other one?
Well, we wanted to talk about what Biden just released out. We've been facing it here in the state of California for the last, 2 years, I think. We've been, Newsom's been working on a AB 3030, Assembly Bill 3030, where we...
There was an assembly bill, and then he came out with a governor's executive order.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he sort of stepped over the legislature, and he said, we need to do this.
Yeah, he really upset some people when he did that. Jeez.
He did, and he's trying to take credit, and it looks like posturing for higher office, which politicians do. Now we wonder about his possible moving up, given
he had, he's not moving up. He's going to go to work at In-N-Out.
Hopefully. Well, he had some trouble with getting exposed with a staffer and having some personal relationships with a staff who also got a promotion. While that's a tough one for him to
fight. Yeah,
but I don't know if anyone gave.
So what's 30-30?
So they want to make, they want to preserve 30% of the land and water of the country by the year 2030. And so Biden made an executive order 18008. Saying that, so it was a very general order. Well, during the last week, a document came out that explains in a lot more detail what they want to do. It's still a little nebulous, but they talked about what they want to do. So they came out with the America the Beautiful document. They have some letters of support. 70 mayors signed a letter saying they will continue to pull together stakeholders and recognize the goal and will take action in neighborhoods and whatnot. That's 70 mayors, which sounds impressive, but I looked up and there's over 14,000 mayors in the United States.
But the way that they set it up and they made
it looks impressive.
Pop. Yeah.
There's a group called Hunt Fish 3030, and they say they support the policies and recognize hunting and fishing as well managed and sustainable activities. So I hope that's the case. I didn't see a letter from an off-road vehicle organization in there, although there was a general recreation one, and I hope that maybe we can get added to that.
By
getting added, meaning we can have some say in what happens.
Yeah, because
we need to be accounted for and included in so that we don't lose trails when they're trying to do this. Because
they want to protect and preserve biodiversity, and they want to, they call it carbon capture. They don't want to release as much carbon dioxide, and they want to do it by protecting areas. And there's a lot of difficulty in how do you define what you're going to protect and how you're going to protect it. They talk about incentivizing and rewarding the voluntary conservation efforts of fishers, ranchers, farmers, and forest owners. Now, at first, that sounds really nice. Then when you look into it, incentivize and reward the voluntary conservation efforts. Well, if it's voluntary, how do you incentivize it?
Like, why do we have to keep paying everybody
for something
that's ours?
That's true. It looks like the government's going to be paying people to not develop their land.
Right.
Which just
don't
seems
cut your grass.
How do you monitor that? How do you regulate that? I mean, there's no way that you can track that. Aaron.
Ocasio-Cortez
is
going to have an environmental green squad.
Overreach.
You said, so they it says they want to create jobs. Okay, by investing in restoration and resilience, they want to create the Civilian Climate Corps.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
The Civilian
Ocasio-Cortez
Climate Corps. So just like, you know, they had the Job Corps where they took young people, and it was actually a pretty good thing.
It was a good program.
So,
but this
is not like the census where we're tracking, but this is going to be more like, what are you doing on your property, and I need control of it.
I already have an
issue with this, because when you live, say, in Alpine, mm-hmm. and say there's that special butterfly, and if they find out that butterfly is on your property, guess what? You're SOL and screwed to the limit, because
right.
they're going to come in and regulate, and you are no longer allowed to plant trees on your property. Because heaven forbid you dig on it, you do anything along those lines.
Well,
you
want to talk about indigenous
control?
Trees?
It doesn't matter. No. When they find out that you have a protected species on your land,
you're
anywhere
done.
Here in the state of California, you're done. You cannot develop your property at all.
Well, you know, not even that, but in San Diego County has the Multiple Species Conservation Program, MSCP. And if they designate MSCP on your property, then you can't do anything on
That's
your
right.
property.
That's right.
Oh,
the McGarvey's back. Acres were MSCP.
Wow. And
that's one of the reasons they decided to leave. They couldn't do anything with their
backyard.
Land.
Yeah,
their backyard was protected by the county. They couldn't even.
And even though it's their land, they own their land. They can't do anything
so
at all with their land. There's no.
Private
they had a lot of
right.
acres out in Blossom Valley.
4.8, yeah.
Yeah, really nice chunk of land in Blossom Valley that they literally were told that they could not do anything with. So this is all I see is more control. And that's all I see. And then no way of getting out of it because, hey, this is a part of the executive order for the federal legislation that you have to report to.
Right.
You want to talk about something that frustrates me so bad? Get out of my life. Let me do what I want on my property.
That's
you
right.
can't tell me that I can't say I can't because the McGarvey's
plant a tree or
they
build
weren't
a
allowed
shed.
To park. They had a huge motorhome. They couldn't. They wanted to put their motorhome in their backyard, and they wanted to have a concrete pad area to develop in
they
their yard.
Let them.
They wouldn't let them. The county wouldn't let them. So they regulated how many vehicles they could park, where they can park their vehicles
oh,
on their
I'd
property.
Be in serious trouble.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about a violation of my personal and civil rights? Oh my goodness! I don't see anything for good coming of this.
No.
It's coming. They want to have reports every year.
Well, I tell you, Akasha, she's really hardcore, and she wants to come out with this group of people that are going to, and they're all going to be on the same mindset.
I
that
can
she
do
is.
A whole hour on
the civilian
on the
climate corps
of this coming into my no. Uh-uh.
The civilian climate corps.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. I saw that. I'm like, what?
That's your neighbors ratting you out.
That's
your neighbors ratting you out.
That's
and
right.
I'm very sorry. I love my neighbors
what about
to
your,
death.
What
I'm
about your
gonna...
climate work? What's going on
one
there?
Of my my next door neighbor is a huge Democrat, huge environmentalist. I love her to death. We go over, we hash things out. Some things we agree on, some things we just butt heads on. But at the same time, I love her to death. She loves me to death. I would take care of her property. She takes care of my property. But if it got to the point where she was reporting on me, oh, that'd be a big issue.
You think?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Anyway, we're wrapping up the show. Become a member of SDORC. Support us. We are signed in for the next 6 months, so we definitely need some radio commercial ads to come in. Feel free to reach out to us at info@sdorc.org, www.sdorc.org. Send us donations. Become a member.
And if you want to help out Audrey with Nora, how do they find you?
With the Rebel Rally is
Facebook,
Audrey Mason, Instagram, 67 Desert Toadster. Look us up.
67 Desert
or just
Toadster.
I own a 67 Myers Manx, the original Toadster.
I'm going to make you run the Rebel. Hey, this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
San Diego.